for all of us.
It is, but he had, you see, Oprah, he had to, I think, be so strong, you know, because with everything that happened, with Jack's death and Bobby's death, and with the challenge that I faced in my life, I think he felt like he really needed to be there for all of us in our family. And so this book, in a
literally,
way...
he says, page 210, I tried to suppress my own grief. He's talking about after Jack's death. I felt that I had to be strong for my parents and the family. Maybe it's more accurate to say that I was afraid to allow grief to swallow me up. So I just pushed it down further and further inside. Did you know that? Did you know that he had been pushing it down? Or did you all ever talk about it?
No, we didn't really talk about it, Oprah. I think he felt like he needed to, be there as a source of strength for all of us. And I think he felt like if he, showed a lot of vulnerability, that he,
might be swallowed up by the grief.
Yeah, might be swallowed up by it.
So you've said before that you and your siblings were afraid for him to run for president.
Well, yeah, we were. I mean, obviously, Oprah, he was all that we had left. And we were aware that there were threats against him. It's not something that we dwelled on every single day. But I think we felt that, that my father could really fill out his work in the United States Senate, that he'd pursued the presidency once.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't need to do that again. And I think it really turned out to be the greatest decision that my father made, because I think he's shown that there's no other person who's been able to achieve the kind of legislative success that he was able to achieve by sticking and persevering in the United States Senate.
Yeah, and as the health care bill just passed in the House, what do you think he would have thought of that?
I think he would have been so excited. We're farther along in the process on health care reform than ever before in history, and now it's being debated in the Senate. It's very exciting. I mean, there's still a lot to be done, but I know.
He'd be happy?
He'd be happy.
We'll be right back.
With brain cancer. One of Kennedy's goals before he died was to finish writing his memoir, True Compass. The book recalls in vivid detail his big life, the triumph, the tragedies, and the controversies.
Senator Edward M. Kennedy drove a car off a narrow bridge on Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts. Kennedy survived, but a young woman in the car with him was drowned.
Mary Jo Kopechne, a former secretary to the late Robert Kennedy. Miss Kopechne drowned.
We were awakened, actually by our nephew Joe, to say that John's plane was missing. And it just started us on a long night of staying awake all night, trying to track down and find out where it was.
And that was another one of those instances where he, as the patriarch of the family, once the bodies were found, sort of took over. Is that true?
My dad was unbelievable in these moments of family crisis.
Just had big shoulders, and he just had big shoulders for all of us.
Well, I know what is this. Astonishing, especially as somebody who's been a friend to the family for quite some time through my relationship with Maria. Maria Shriver lost her mother, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, who was like the matriarch of this family.
Absolutely.
Teddy, the patriarch of this family.
And
they died within 2 weeks of each other. So losing the matriarch, Eunice Kennedy Shriver, and Teddy, your father, who's the head of the family?
Well, we have a big family, Oprah, so...
But I'm sure that would cause some kind of family dynamic, like who's the leader now? Who do you go to?
Well, I think there's a lot of us who are, we're all older.
Yeah, everybody's older, and I think that what happens in this circumstance is what happens in
but you're
family.
Missing the lion and the lioness, but you know what I'm saying.
But, I think it's what happens whenever that generation passes. I think, mm-hmm. When I said we're 135 or so... family members, I think people start to, order their families in a way that they'll be lions and lionesses and, in their own rights. But it's wonderful at this Thanksgiving, lots of the family will be together on the Cape, and where everybody is still very, very close, and all the cousins are close, and the siblings
are close.
Because
you moved your family there.